Age of entitlement.
People ripped off.
Pensions, Medicare.
Full inquiry. Consumer protection.
Higher income.
Unfair.
Superannuation.
The interest rate rise.
Working class.
Economic girly man.
The enterprise.
The Lunchtime Lowdown's Money Show for Park Monkey.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. Peter Switzer from Switzer Financial Services and, of course, Sky Business joining us each week for TUE's Money Show. And a good day to talk about interest rates, as at 2:30 this afternoon, the Reserve Bank will announce its latest decision on interest rates. Mm. What's your tip, Peter?
No decision.
No decision.
Rates won't change. And they don't need to. You know, you might have missed it, Clinton, but being the great newsman you are, you probably didn't. But the retail numbers came out this morning and they were very strong, up 0.7%. The market thought they'd be 0.4, so nearly double. And we've been waiting to see the Aussie consumer actually show some signs that they're getting confident. We saw that business confidence spiked last month. It was a really good spike in business confidence, 21-month high. Business conditions, that's measuring what it's like to be in business right now, 8-month high. So that was a good sign. But consumers didn't. The Westpac consumer confidence number wasn't all that good, but it was surveyed around the time when Greece and China was spooking everybody. Since then, ANZ runs a weekly consumer confidence number, and it has been sneaking up. So it's great to see that the retail numbers are starting to show that the consumer confidence might be really turning the corner.
Now, obviously, in any change economically, whether it's the Reserve Bank changing interest rates, the government making policy changes or introducing budget measures, there is a lag that occurs. So it's the latest retail and consumer confidence figures we're now seeing. Is that as a result of the government's, of the RBA's interest rate cut earlier this year?
Yep, that and also the May budget. You know, the it looked like it was a pathetic chase for small business, and it was, and it worked. Businesses are investing. They are actually, their confidence is up. And they, when a business is confident, it works right through to their employees. Employees know when their boss is feeling better about the workplace, and then they feel more secure about their job. And when they look at their house and they know their house prices are going up, we saw that on Monday. There's another big rise in Sydney house prices. House prices in Sydney up over 18% in a year. So anyone who owns a house for over a year is probably 18% more wealthy. All this stuff is like a snowball of confidence that builds. And you're right, there's always a lag. And I think consumer confidence has been a bit slow to kick in, but I think we're starting to see it now. And that's why the Reserve Bank doesn't need to cut interest rates anymore.
We will talk a little on interest rates with that decision coming down at 2:30. We're also here to take your calls and Pepita to help you on any financial issue you have. 1313 32 is the number to call. And for the best caller today, Peter has a special for you.
Yeah, so we do a free health check. One of my financial planners will give you a call and we'll work through your circumstances, and if we can help in any way, we will. So it's worth probably, you know, $600 or $1,000, the amount of time involved, but it's the kind of thing that we are happy to do.
So that's obligation free, of course, but a free financial health check from Switzer Finance Services for the best caller today. So 1313 32 is the number to call. We'll also follow up on some listener queries that we had last week in regards to what happens to stocks over time that you lose track of.
Yeah.
When you've got shares out there that you knew you bought 20 years ago, but you can't find the paperwork.
And it could also be family. Like, you know, mum or dad might have passed away. They might have had IAG shares or something like that, and they can't find them. They don't know. How do you track it all down?
The number to call is 13 13 32.
The Lunchtime Lowdown on Sydney's original 2UE.
Got something to say?
Give them a call now. 13 13 32.
And we are here for Park Monkey. Parking has evolved. Visit parkmonkey.com.au. And I was talking to Ross Cameron, who's the founder of Park Monkey, this morning, just in regards to how it's going, because this is the big week for Park Monkey, where they've gathered a lot of people who want to become part of supplying parking. Mm. And in the next week or so, their app should be available on the market, so through the iTunes Store and Google Play. So it'll be about a week or so until the app's available to download as well. That's parkmonkey.com.au. Now, on interest rates, a few areas we want to tackle on this. You mentioned, though, that obviously no change today, likely. Have we seen the end of the cycle of falls?
There's a rough chance that they might cut one more time. I'm hoping they don't. I've got to say, I've still got a home loan, and I know my sons have got home loans as well. I'd like the interest rates to be as low as possible. But they are very low. They're fantastic at the moment. And I think the Reserve Bank has to cut again. It's going to be a reflection of the fact that this economy is not as strong as I think it is, or as strong as I hope it is. And so I think the Reserve Bank wants to sit on their hands for a while. They want to see the economy get stronger and stronger over the course of this year. And I think the first rate rise will be sometime next year when they're confident that we're getting into what we call the 3% economic growth band. And that's when, once we grow at 3%, unemployment comes down. And I think that's the kind of thing they're hoping to see, that we are consistently in the 3% economic growth band, and that means it's a good outlook for jobs. Therefore, they wouldn't have to cut rates again.
When there is a series of cuts, can that have the effect of spooking people?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think that's actually happened. Particularly the headlines in the newspapers, they haven't been promising. They haven't been saying, look, they're cutting interest rates and you're going to be wealthier. Get out there and spend. They've been saying the Reserve Bank is worried. That's why they're cutting interest rates. And I think it's quite logical. If you're worried about the future of the business you work in and therefore your job, you're not going to open up your purse or your wallet to renovate the kitchen, to have a crack at maybe buying an investment property. You're just going to, you know, take it very easily. And remember, after the GFC, the Reserve Bank chopped interest rates, encouraged a whole lot of first-home buyers to get in and borrow. Then within a year or so, they started to rise. And I reckon they thought, I'm not going to get caught out in this sucker play ever again.
When I first entered the property market, which is now 15 years ago, I was always warned by my parents that, look, make sure you've got that buffer, because at the moment, I think interest rates at the time may have been 8 or 9%, maybe 10%. And I was always warned by my parents, just watch out. We've been through 17, 18% interest rates. Just watch out for that. So I've never experienced the 17 and 18% interest
rates. I don't think you ever will. That was a rare time in Australian economic history.
But those first home buyers who entered during the GFC, they've never experienced what you might say a normal interest rates either, have they?
No, they haven't. But what happened was, you know, they might have got in about 5%. They cut pretty aggressively because they were worried about the GFC. But then they started to you know, grow up to about 7%. Now, a 2% jump is very big, particularly if you borrow pretty close to your margin. At the moment, the Reserve Bank is basically saying to banks, you make sure you tell your borrowers, if you're getting in at 4 or 5%, work on the idea one day it could be 7%.
Just before we get to our callers, one more question I have on interest rates. Yeah. We've seen a couple of the banks, I think NAB acted, where they've increased interest rates on investment loans.
Three of the four banks have done it.
Why has that happened and what impact does that have?
APRA is worried that maybe in Sydney in particular.
So that's the regulator?
Yep, that's right. They regulate the banks. Sydney, definitely they're worried about. An 18% rise in house prices has had now 3 years of double-digit increases. By the way, for 10 years, it only rose by 2.5%. So a lot of it's catch-up. But it's happening in a short space of time. There are some morons out there talking about housing bubbles and things like that. They're all mates of mine, but I call them morons to their face. I'll call them morons now. But we do have a housing boom, and the Reserve Bank is a little bit worried about it. And so what's happening is that they're taking the investor out of the market by saying, A, you'll pay a higher interest rate, and B, we won't lend you, say, 100% of the money. You might have to stump up 20 or 30% deposit before we lend to you. So they're trying to reduce the number of enthusiastic bidders at auctions.
Yeah. Okay.
And we're starting to see it. I know a lot of my colleagues who go to auctions regularly seeing a little bit of the auction heat coming out of the market. Not totally, but to a degree it's coming off. They would rather lend to homeowners, first-home buyers, those sorts of people, than investors at this point in time.
Hello, Jenny.
Peter, I have a question for you.
Yep.
How many shares in a portfolio is too many? We are told to diversify, so you get some like the CSLs, that you've got the US exposure, you've got your health with your ResMed NIB, you've got your retail with Woolies, you've got your industrials. But, you know, how many shares in a share portfolio is way too many? Do you make yourself too thin?
Yeah, I like 20. And why I say 20? It means that you... If, for example, you bought equal amounts, I'm not saying that's the best way of doing it, but some people do invest that way. You've only got a 5% exposure then of your total portfolio to a dumb CEO or a crazy government decision. And that means the other 19 might do really well and that one odd one might let you down. Some people say go 10, but then you've got a 10% exposure, and then I would really want the best of breed companies where those sort of curveballs are less likely to happen. And then most recent times, I think